Some folks dream of the wonders they'll do before their time on this planet is through. Some just don't have anything planned. They hide their hopes and their heads in the sand. Now I don't say who is wrong, who is right, but if by chance you are here for the night, then all I need is an hour or two to tell the tale of a dreamer like you. We all dream a lot. Some are lucky, some are not. But if you think it, want it, dream it, then it's real. You are what you feel. But all that I say can be told another way, in the story of a boy whose dream came true.
Thank you. I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness, I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the dream is too. The world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do. Any dream will do.
Centuries ago, not long after the Bible began, Jacob lived in the land of Canaan, a fine example of a family man. Jacob and sons depended on farming to earn their keep. Jacob and sons spent all of their days in the fields with sheep. Jacob was the founder of a whole new nation, thanks to the number of children he had. He was also known as Israel, but most of the time, his sons and his wives used to call him Dad! Jacob and sons, men of the soil and the sheep and crook. Jacob and sons, a remarkable family in anyone's book. Reuben was the eldest of the children of Israel, with Simeon and Levi. Total to nine. Jacob and sons, Benjamin and Judah, which leaves only one. Jacob and sons, Joseph, Jacob's favorite son. Jacob and sons, Jacob and sons.
Mother, she was quite my favorite wife. I never really loved another all my life. And Joseph was my joy because he reminded me of her.
Through young Joseph, Jacob lived his youth again, loved him, praised him, gave him all he could, but then it made the rest feel second best. And even if they were
being told we're all so grand, does not make us Joseph fans.
But where they have really missed the boat is
we're great guys, but no one seems to notice
Joseph's charm and winning smiles fail to slay them in the aisles. And their father couldn't see the danger.
Come on.
He could not imagine any danger. He just saw in Joseph all his dreams come true. Jacob wanted to show the world he loved his son, to make it clear that Joseph was a special one. So Jacob bought his son a coat, a multicolored coat to wear.
Joseph's coat was elegant, the cuff was fine,
the tasteful style was the ultimate thing.
And this is why it caught the eye.
A king would stop and stare.
And when Joseph tried it on, he knew his sheepskin days were gone. Such a dazzling coat of many colors. How he loved his coat of many colors. In a closet above the rest, it even went well with his vest. Such a stunning coat of many colors. How he loved his coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown and blue. Joseph's brothers weren't too pleased with what they saw.
We have never liked him all enough before. And now this coat has run our ghost. We feel life is unfair.
And when Joseph grazed the sea, brothers turned a shade of green. His astounding clothing took the biscuit.
Quite the smoothest person in the district.
I look handsome, I look smart, I am a walking work of art. Such a dazzling coat of many colors. How I love my coat of many colors.
It was red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black.
I look handsome, I look smart, I am a walking work of art. Such a dazzling coat of many colors. How I love my coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fall and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve
and
cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and rusted and gray and purple and white and pink and orange and blue.
Joseph's coat annoyed his brothers.
But what makes us mad are the things that Joseph tells us of, the dreams he's often had.
I dreamed that in the fields one day the corn gave me a sign. Your 11 sheaves of corn all turned and bowed to mine. My sheaf was quite a sight to see, a golden sheaf and tall. Yours were green and second rate, and really rather small.
This is not the kind of thing we brothers like to hear. It seems to us that chosen man, his dreams should disappear.
I dreamed I saw 11 stars, the sun, the moon, and sky. Bowing down before my star, it made me wonder why. Could it be that I was born for higher things than you? A post in someone's government, a ministry or two.
The dreams of our dear brother are the decade big is yours. It's talk of
of stars and golden sheaves is just a load of corn. Not only is he tactless, but he's also rather dear. For there's 11 of us, and there's only one of him. The dreams, of course, will not come true. That is, we think they won't come true. That is, we hope they won't come true. What if he's right all along? What if he's right all along? The dreams are more than crystal clear. The writing on the wall means that Joseph someday soon will rise above us all.
Their repulsive crime.
Let us grab him now. Do it big, all across the time.
My guys. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey.
This they did and made the most of it. Saw his coat and flung him in a pit.
Let us leave him here, all alone, and he's about to die.
When some Ishmaelites, a hairy crew, came riding by. In a flash, the brothers changed their plan.
We need cash, let's sell, if we can.
Oh, poor Joseph, what you gonna do? Things look bad for you, hey, what you gonna do? Oh, poor Joseph, what you gonna do? Things look bad for you, hey, what you gonna do?
The dirty deal was gone. Silver coins for Jacob's favorite son. Then the Ishmaelites galloped off with a slave in tow. Off to Egypt where Joseph was not keen to go. It wouldn't be a picnic, he could tell.
And I don't speak Egyptian very well.
Joseph's brothers tore his precious multicolored coat. Having ripped it up, they next attacked a passing goat. Soon the wretched creature was no more. They dipped his coat in blood and guts and gore. Oh, now, brothers, how low can you stoop? You make a sordid brew. Hey, how low can you stoop? Poor Joseph's all to be a slave. Situation's grave, hey, soul to be a
something to tell you, a story of our time, a tragic but inspiring tale of manhood in its prime. You know you had a dozen sons, well now that's not quite true, but feel no sorrow, do not grieve. He would not want you to. You see, there's one more angel in heaven. There's one more star in the sky. Joseph. will never forget you.
It's tough,
but we're gonna get by. There's one less place at our table. There's one more tear in my eye.
But Joseph, the things that you stood for,
like love and peace, never die. When I think of his last great battle, a lump comes to my throat. It takes a man who knows no fear to wrestle with a goat. His bloodstained coat is tribute to his final sacrifice. His body may be past its peak, but his soul's in paradise. So long, little Joe. Adios, Buckaroo. 10-4, good buddy. There's one less place at our table. There's one more tear in my eye.
But Joseph, the things that you stood for,
like truth and light, never die.
Carve his name with pride and courage.
Let no tear be shed.
If he had our name,
on the Egypt's millionaires, have they made a fortune buying shares in
pyramids?
Octopus had made a huge pile, owned a large percentage of the Nile.
Meant that I could really live in style.
And he did.
Oh, I did.
Joseph was an unimportant slave who found he liked his master, consequently worked much harder, even with devotion. Potiphar could see that Joseph was a cut above the average major leader of his house of maximum promotion. Potiphar was cool and so fine,
but my wife would never tell the lie.
It's all there in chapter 39 of Genesis. She was beautiful, but he will saw a lot of men get his will. He would have to tell her that she still was his.
You're mine.
Joseph looks and handsome figure had attracted her attention. Every morning she would beckon,
come and lie with me, love.
Joseph wanted to resist her till one day she proved too eager. Joseph cried in vain.
Stop, I don't believe in free love.
Pity.
Close every door to me, hide all the world from me, bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me, hate me and laugh at me, darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers lie far from this world. Close every door to me, keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find my own peace of mind. For I have been promised a land of my own. Instead of my name, forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter, I'm only one person, destroy me completely, then throw me away. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers lie far from this world. Close every door to me, keep those I love from me, children.
Joseph, Think that we will ever see the light of day again. Hey, Joseph, help us if you can. We've had dreams that we don't understand.
Both men were servants of Pharaoh the king. Both in the doghouse are doing their thing.
One was a baker, a cook in his prime. One was a butler, the Jeeves of his time.
Oh. Tell me of your dreams, my friends, and I will tell you what they show. Though I cannot guarantee to get it right, I'll have a go.
First the butler trembling to the floor. Nervously he spoke of what he
There I was standing in front of a vine. I picked some grapes and I crushed them to wine. I gave them to Pharaoh, who drank from my cup. I tried to interpret, but I had to give up.
You will soon be free, my friend, so do not worry anymore. The king will let you out of here. You'll buttle as you did before.
Next the baker rose to tell his dream, hoping it would have a similar theme.
There I was standing with baskets of bread. High in the sky I saw birds overhead, who flew to my baskets and ate every slice. Give me the message, like is would be nice.
Sad to say, your dream is not the kind of dream I'd like to get. Pharaoh has it in for you, your execution date is set. Don't rely on all I said I saw. It's just that I have not been wrong before.
Hey!
Pharaoh, he was a powerful man, with the ancient world in the palm of his hand. To all intents and purposes, he was Egypt, with a capital E. Whatever he did, he was showered with praise. If he cracked a joke, then you chortled for days. No one had rights or a vote but the king. In fact, you might say he was fairly right-wing. When Pharaoh's around, then you get down on the ground. If you ever find yourself near Ramesses, get down on your knees. The other end of the scale, Joseph still doing time in jail. For even though he is in with the guards, a lifetime in prison seems quite on the cards. But if my analysis of the position is right, at the end of the tunnel there's a glimmer of light. For all of a sudden indescribable things have shattered the sleep of both peasants and kings. Strange as it seems, the beaner run a crazy dream, and a man who can interpret could go far, could become a star. Become a star.
Oh,
mighty one.
Hello!
It's in the building!
Well, I was wandering along the banks of the river when seven fat cows came out of the Nile. Oh, yeah. And right behind these fine, healthy animals, seven other cows that were skinny and vile. Oh. And they're the thin cows, they get the fat cows, which I thought would you do? Oh, oh yeah. But it didn't make them fatter like I thought a monster supper should. Oh no, because the thin cows were as thin as they had ever been. All this dream has got me baffled, Joseph. What does it mean? And now you know that things ain't too bad, but I don't have a clue. Don't you be true to yourself. Help me now, I beg of you. I was standing doing nothing in a field out of town when I was seven beautiful ears of corn. Oh, yeah. Oh, they were right, they were golden, but yes, it's right behind them. There were seven other ears that were tattered and torn. Oh. Then the bad corn ate the good corn, man. They came up from behind, yes, they did. But Joseph, here's the punchline. It's really gonna blow your mind, flip your lid. Because the bad corn was as bad as it had ever been. But this dream has got me all shook up. Dream me not, tell me what it means.
Well, I understand the bit about the corn, but I'm not quite sure about the cows. I was wondering if you could just give it to me one more time, Mr. Feral Man. Please?
Let me show you how rock and rolling is. Yes.
I was standing doing nothing in a field out of town when I saw seven beautiful ears of corn. Oh, they were ripe, they were golden, but you guessed it right behind them. There were seven other ears that were tattered and torn. Oh. And then the bad corn ate the good corn, man. They came up from behind, yes, they did. But Joseph, here's the punchline. It's really gonna blow your mind. This is gonna flip your lid. Because the bad corn was as bad as it had ever been. Well, this dream has got me all shook up. See me not, tell me what it means. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Hey, 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 Joseph. Won't you tell Paul Farrell?
The bumper crops are on their way. Years of plenty, endless wheat and tons of hay. Your farms will boom, there won't be room to store the surplus food you grow. After that, the future doesn't look so bright. Egypt's luck will change completely overnight, and famine's hand will stalk the land with food at all-time low. Noble king, there is no doubt what your dreams are all about. All these things you saw in your pajamas are a long-range forecast for your farmers, and I'm sure it's crossed your mind. What it is you have to find. Find a man to lead you through the famine with a flair for economic planning. But who this man could be, I just don't know. Who this man could be, I just don't know.
sense.
Well, Stone the Crows, this Joseph is a clever kid. Who'd have thought that 14 cows could mean the things he said they did? Joseph, you must help me further. I have found a job for you. You shall lead us through this crisis. You shall be my number two.
Carol told his God to fetch a chisel from the local store, whereupon he ordered them to cut the chains that Joseph wore. Joseph got a royal pardon and a host of splendid things, a chariot of gold, a cloak, a medal, and some signet rings.
Joseph,
Pharaoh's number two.
Joseph,
Egypt looks to you. Joseph, Pharaoh's number two.
Joseph,
Egypt looks to you. Joseph saw the food was gathered, ready for the years ahead. 7 years of famine followed. Egypt did not mind a bit. The first recorded rationing in history was a hit.
You and me. I was wise to have chosen you. You'll be wise to agree.
Joseph, how can we ever say all that we want to about you? We're so glad that you came our way. We should have perished without you.
Hey! We were in a jam. It would have baffled Abraham. But now we're a partnership, it's just a piece of cake.
The greatest hands in Noah, only goes to show us.
Anyone from anywhere can make it if they get a lucky break.
This could be a happy ending, perfect place to stop the show. Joseph, after all, has got about as far as he can go. But I'm sure that Jacob and his other sons have crossed your mind. How had famine hit the family? Joseph,
summers were endlessly gold.
May we?
The fields were a patchwork of clover. The winters were never too cold. We strolled down the boulevard together. A promenade simply divine.
Now the fields are dead and bare, no joie de vivre anywhere. Et maintenant, we drink a bitter wine.
Those pagan days we used to know, where have they gone?
Remember those wonderful parties?
Ooh la la!
The splendor of Canaan's cuisine. The extravagant, elegant soirees. The gayest the Bible has seen. It's funny, but since we lost Joseph, we've gone to the other extreme.
No one comes to dinner now.
We'd only eat them anyhow. I even find I'm missing Joseph's dream.
Those days we
faith we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Abia, why is your barrage to those Canaan dead?
It's funny, but since we lost
Joseph,
we've gone to the other
extreme.
Perhaps the old misjudged that.
Perhaps he wasn't
quite that bad.
But how we miss his
entertaining
dreams.
Those Canaan days we used to know.
Where you come from, you could be spies, telling me that you are hungry. That could be lies. How do I know who you are? Why do you think I should help you? Would you help me?
Yes!
Why on earth should I believe you? I've no guarantee.
Trouble, trouble, cringe house to fall. Worship, worship.
Trouble, 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 trouble,
I rather like the way you're talking, astute and sincere. Suddenly your tragic story gets me right here.
This is what we hope to say.
All this tugging at my heartstrings seems quite justified. I shall give you what you came for, and lots more besides. Your little number's up. One of you has stolen my precious golden cup.
Joseph started searching through his brother's sack. Everyone was nervous. No one could relax. Is it Reuben?
No.
Is it Simeon?
No.
Is it Naphtali?
No.
Is it Dan?
No.
Is it Asher?
No.
Is it Issachar?
No.
Is it Levi?
No.
Who's the man?
No.
Is it Zebulun?
No.
Is it Gad?
No.
Is it Judah?
No.
Is it him?
Benjamin! You nasty youth! Your crime has shocked me to the core! Never in my whole career have I encountered this before! Guards, seize him! Lock him in a cell! Throw the keys into the Nile as well!
Each of the brothers fell to his knees.
Show him some mercy, Almighty One, please. He would not do this, he must have been framed. Jail us and beat us, we should be blamed.
La, 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 la.
Oh no!
you clean enough. Guilty one!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Not he!
No.
How you can accuse him is a mystery.
Save him!
Save him!
Save me!
Save me! Better man is greater than the top of three. La la la!
This his brothers now were honest men. The time had come at last to reunite them all again.
Can't you recognize my face? Is it hard to see that Joseph, who you thought was dead, your brother, is me?
A flash of drums,
a flash of light,
my golden coat flew out of sight.
the colors faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dim.